The Wright brothers first took flight in 1903, and that plane is in the Smithsonian in Washington. But the brothers said there was a much more important plane than that first one, and that version is here. The story of that historic craft is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Brady Kress is certainly proud of one of the original exhibits at Carillon Park in Dayton, Ohio. It's the 1905 Wright Flyer III. The first of the Wrights' planes is in the Smithsonian, but it may not be as important as this plane in Dayton.
The Kitty Hawk 1903 flyer at the Smithsonian did four hops and it was done. It told the Wright brothers, it proved to them that this idea was possible. But it didn't fly very well, and they couldn't really control it.
Orville and Wilbur developed the new and improved 1905 Wright Flyer, what they describe as the world's first practical airplane.
They could turn, they could bank, they could land and take off again and fly until they ran out of fuel. So it was considered practical. They worked it out. And that's the one that's here. Orville Wright restored it for our founder, Edward Deeds. They were good friends.
Orville also designed the building that houses his plane. Some might think it's an odd way to view the historic aircraft.
When you go into different aircraft museums, they hang these planes up in the sky. Orville Wright said that the only way to really understand how this flew, other than flying it around yourself, was to look down on it. And so it's kind of in a pit. It's kind of in a swimming pool. And you can walk all the way around it and look down on the controls and get pretty close to it.
You could say this museum was part of Orville's retirement plans.
Orville Wright lived until 1948. His older brother, Wilbur, passed away in 1912. And so Orville had quite a long retirement. And when he was approached by Edward Deeds to put this museum together, they started designing this building.
Today, thousands of visitors see that historic plane every year. Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.